Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey Branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
Spirit of the living God, may your presence be felt in our midst. Spirit of the living God, may you move in our midst. Throne of God be established this morning. Heavenly host, descend with your power. Mercy and grace of God begin to minister unto us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I release your power and your anointing in this place in the name of Jesus. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father, this morning, let liberty, O God, come upon us. Liberate your people in the name of Jesus. Because there is nothing that you cannot do, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Kabroko Sontolobo, Spirit of a living God, begin to release upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of a living God, begin to release your power, begin to release upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I give you the glory.
Amen.
Because you are God.
Yes.
You are the King of Kings.
Yes.
And the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
There is no one like you who can be compared unto you. Among the gods, you are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praise. At the mention of your name, every knee bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord.
Yes.
This morning I mention the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow, every power shall bow,
Amen.
Shall be subjected to the power of God,
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
Because it's not by my might and
yes.
It's not by my power,
yes.
It's by the power and the anointing of God,
Amen.
Every power that is not of God, we take dominion over you,
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, move.
Amen.
Power of God, move.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You created heaven and earth.
Yes.
And all that is in it. And you have dominion over everything.
Amen.
Everything that you created, you have dominion over it.
Yes.
Jesus, nothing was created without you.
Mm-hmm.
They were all created by you.
Yes.
And for you.
Amen.
So this morning, let your word minister healing. Let your word,
Amen.
Minister transformation. Let
Amen.
Your word minister prosperity.
Amen.
Let your word minister unto them. Whatever their heart desire, let your word this morning minister unto them.
Amen.
Father, meet them at the point of their needs this
Amen.
Morning. Let them know that they came and they are blessed.
Yes.
Let them
Amen.
Know that they came and they are free.
Amen.
Father, let them know that they came and they are healed.
Amen.
Father, let them know that they came and they have received
Amen.
From you. Because you are the only God who can provide.
Yes.
You are the only God who can give unto his children. Amen. Father, this morning I thank you for your power and I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let the children of God say amen.
Amen.
You may take your seat. Hallelujah. Give a big clap up unto the Lord. When you come to the house of God, I don't want you to be silent. I don't want you to feel like you are cold. When you come to the house of God, I want you to be excited because David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God because in the house of God, There are so many things that we receive when we come to the house of God and when we come to the presence of God. God always meets us at the point of our need. Say amen. If you believe, I want you to say amen. It's only one person who said amen. If you believe, I want you to say amen. We are more than one and we are more than two in this place. So if you believe that Christ died for you, if you believe that Christ came because of you, I want you to shout and say amen. Hallelujah. But Aziz, can you give me a little bit bass? The trouble is too much. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's better. Thank you. How many of you are excited to be in the house of God? If you are excited, I want you to stand up and jump. Hallelujah. You see, when the Spirit of God is speaking to you, I mean, you have to listen to the voice of God. I said, if you are excited and you know that Christ died for you, I want you to stand up and jump. Hallelujah. Because I believe and I know that Christ died for me. That is why I am alive. That is why I can move on my feet. And I'm saying one more time, if you know Christ died for you and you believe that Christ is your Savior, that you shall see him face to face and seated on the right hand of God, that intercede on your behalf, I want you to shout and I want you to stand up and jump. I want you to jump like you haven't jumped before. Hallelujah. Because as you begin to jump, something is happening in the spiritual realm. As you begin to jump, and as you begin to say Shabbat and Allah, there are things that are releasing you. There are things that are losing in your body. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So if you are not redeemed by God, you are sitting down. But if you are redeemed by God, you shall stand and you shall claim and you shall say so. Because you are what? Redeemed. Hallelujah. You see, when we come to the house of God, don't take anything for granted. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God leads and he said, jump, because you don't know why God is telling you to jump. Hallelujah. Because if you see the things that move in the Spirit, when God tells you to jump, you will jump. Hallelujah. Right now, when you go somewhere and somebody tells you jump, there is a snake coming, you will jump. Hallelujah. But in the Spirit, snakes are also, but they are moving. So when God commands you to jump, he knows why he's telling you to jump. Because maybe something has been thrown, coming, and they say jump. When you jump, that thing what passes by. But when you hear the voice of God and you don't hearken to the voice of God, sister and my brother, let me tell you something. You are not doing me. And you are not doing God. You are doing yourself. Hallelujah. If you believe that, say amen. This morning, the God that we serve is going to take us to a different level, take us to a different height. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Give a big clap up unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give a big clap. Hey, this clap is too small. I mean, the day nursery people can clap better than this. You are not clapping for me, you are clapping for Jesus. Each clap that you clap hard is $1,000. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. God is good. How many people know that God is good? How many people know that God is good? You see, God is good because Brother Nico is in the house. Hallelujah. I can testify that God is good. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. The God that we serve is good. I want you to, this morning, God is going to speak to you. Not me. God himself is going to speak. He's going to talk to you. And you're going to receive from him before you leave his presence. Say amen. Because I believe in my God. I don't know about you. I don't know the God that you serve, but I believe in my God that whatever he says that he will do, he does it. Whatever God speaks, the Bible says, he said, let there be light, and there was light. And he said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. And God made man in his own image and likeness. God said, let's breathe unto man that man will become a living soul, a living being. God performed that miracle. Hallelujah. So when God said he's going to do something in your life, yes, God is going to do. It takes your faith to believe that God is going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not seeing the things that God is about to do in your life, or even is performing those things, but you are not seeing because you are not what believing in God. You are having double mind in God. I'm here to announce to you that put that double mind on the side and focus on God. Hallelujah. Because to walk with God, it takes faith. All the men that walk with God that you have heard about, that you have read about, it took faith for them to move with God. If you don't have faith, you cannot move. You cannot take a step with God. Even children, when they are born as babies, it gets to a point they need to have the faith to take steps. And they gather that faith and then they take steps and they begin to move. If you never had the faith to move, by now you'll be sitting down and you'll be crawling. But you had a faith and then you grow and you are moving. Hallelujah. As a child of God, you need to have that faith in you to move with God. Because God only moves when you have faith. If you don't have it, God will not come through for you. Say amen. Amen. God only comes through for people who believe in Him. Do you believe that? It's only two people who said that. Do you believe that God only moves with those who have faith? God bless you. But this morning, as I was speaking and as I was talking to God, He gave me a message. And the title is, how can I be at God's what? Right hand. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Ask the person sitting next to you, how can I be at God's right hand? Hey, are you with me or you are not with me? The Bible says somewhere that the disciples were sitting down and then they were talking about themselves. When we go to the kingdom of God, I'm going to be at His right hand. They were fighting. It is true. That there is going to be a time that you're going to be at the right hand of God. Do you believe that? There is going to be a time that you're going to be at the right hand of God. If you are not at the right hand of God and you happen to be at the left hand of God, there is trouble. But I want to be at the right hand of God. If you want to be at the right hand of God, say amen. There are steps for you to know, to do, to be at the right hand of God. It is not a sin. When the Spirit of God was leading me through these scriptures, I did not see anything that when God or Jesus begin to categorize, begin to separate those people, He said because of your sin or because of that. He did not mention that because God, Jesus is a faithful God. You know why? He said, your sins, I remember them no more. When you come to Christ, He said, I died for your sins. That is the reason why He came. He died for you. So when you get to heaven, God is not going to judge you because of your sins. Because if He judged because of your sins, then God is a liar. Hallelujah. But God is not going to judge you because of your sins. He said, your sins, I remember them no more. Put me to test. Come, let's sit down. Let's argue. Let's see who is at fault. Because I am a faithful God. Hallelujah. Can I be at the right hand of God? Uncle Joseph, how can we be at the right hand of God? You want me to tell you? How can I be at the right hand of God? Tell the person sitting next to you, how can I be at the right hand of God? To be at the right hand of God, it doesn't come by today or tomorrow, or it doesn't, it's a process. Hallelujah. As a child of God, you have to aim at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And being at the right hand of God does not matter what you are, it's not going to count anything against you. But it says, your sins, I don't remember them, but there is something that you need to do to be at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And if you begin to do those things, child of God, I'm telling you that your Christian life, things are going to be unfold. You are going to see the glory of God in your life. Prosperity is going to come to you.
breakthroughs are going to come. Your daylight are going to break. You're going to see a better future. Your darkness are going to turn into light. Hallelujah. When you begin to do those things in the Lord as a child of God, God is going to take you from grace to grace, from what? Anointing to anointing. From promotion to promotion. Things that you don't mind cannot understand. Things that your mind cannot comprehend. God will make you what? Comprehend those things. God will begin to unfold certain things into your life. Hallelujah. I want to be at the right hand of God. And there are steps that as a child of God that you need to do to be at the right hand of God. Say amen. The Bible says when the kingdom of God will be established in the midst of people or children of God, when God ascend and descend unto the midst of his people, when the holy angels would come with him, God will separate the people. The Bible says all nations, everybody will stand at the judgment throne of God. And God will separate. The Bible says he will separate the sheep from the goat. As the shepherd separates. You see, the Bible says, as the shepherd what? Separates the sheep from the goat. And when I begin to read that, it says, I am the good what? Shepherd. So the good shepherd is going to separate the sheep from the goat. I don't know if you want to be a goat. That's your problem. And he will tell the goat to be on his right. And the sheep on his right, the goat on his left. If he happens to be on his left, you know. And he will say unto them, when I was thirsty, you gave me what? Water. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you ministered unto me. When I was in prison, you visited me. You took care of me. You were there for me. You never let me what down. You did not speak ill words about me. You did not point fingers about me. You were there to raise me up when I was down. And then they will turn unto him and said unto him, Lord, when did we do all these things to you? And he will say unto them, as many times as you did it to the least of your brethren, you did it for me. Hallelujah. So enter into my glory that is prepared for you. Enter and enjoy. Hallelujah. When Christ was speaking, he didn't say that because you did this or because you did that. He said, no, because you were able to take care of my people, you fed me, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you came and you visited me. When I was sick, you ministered healing unto me. You gave me water to drink. Some of us, we are very wicked. Very wicked. Your brother or sister will be suffering. You will make them suffer. Hallelujah. You said to them, me, for me to give you a penny, Jesus has to come down. Even when he comes, I'll turn my back. I will not give you. You think you are doing me. You are doing yourself. The Bible says you will be separated. Hallelujah. And I will say, enter into my kingdom. Enter into my grace. Enter into my peace. Hey, stand on the right. Enter into my peace because you did this for me. What have you done for the Lord? Hallelujah. Matthew 25. I want you to read Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 35-38. Open Isaiah 58, 7-12. 1 Timothy 5, 8. Hallelujah. I want the Amplified. Brazil, I want the Amplified. Let me come down. Hallelujah.
All nations will be gathered before him.
31 down.
Praise the Lord. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, his majesty and splendor, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him.
All people, all nation, everybody, wherever you are, you will be gathered, you will be assembled unto the throne of grace. The Bible says it's appointed unto man to die once. And after death, what? Judgment. So it does not matter. You cannot live on this earth forever. Change your mind and change your heart. Change it. Because you never know when your appointment time will come. You fill applications. I don't know. You fill applications to so many jobs. And you are expecting to be called. You prepare towards that time, right? So that when you are called, the moment they call you, you have something to say. You have what? Done your homework about the company that you applied. Is that right or wrong? Hallelujah. Am I right or wrong? You prepare. You don't sit down until they call you before you start looking for stuff. Because when you begin looking for stuff, you're going to fail. The best candidate to be taken. The same thing with the kingdom of heaven. You are appointed. It is appointed unto man. You see, the Bible says it's appointed unto man to die once. And after death, what? Judgment. So no matter how you see yourself, you have an appointment time with God. Your appointment time may be today. Your appointment time may be tomorrow. But you don't know. You have what? An appointment time. That you will face him on the throne. And when he put the question before you, and he said, when I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was naked, you laughed at me. You had plenty to wear. Instead of you giving one jacket, because of, I don't even know the word to use. You come to church and you wear a double jacket. You do it. You did not share. How can I share my glory with you? How can I share my kingdom with you if you could not share when you were on earth? Sister, what does it say?
All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them, the people, from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
Continue. You're not finished.
And he will cause the sheep to stand at his right hand, but the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you blessed of my father.
Come, you blessed of my father. Hey, I want God to be able to proud of you and say, come, you blessed of my father. Today, I don't know if God can say to you, come, you blessed of my father. You know yourself. I don't know you. You know yourself. Can God say, come, you bless of my father when your appointment time comes? Can God say that about you? Or he will say to you in the other way. Think. What does he say?
Come, you blessed of my father, you favored of God and appointed to eternal salvation.
Eternal salvation.
Inherit. Receive as your own the kingdom prepared for you.
Receive as own. Inherit the kingdom that is made, prepared for you.
From the foundation of the world.
From the foundation of the world.
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you brought me together with yourself. And welcomed and entertained and lodged me.
Yes.
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me with help and ministering care. I was in prison and you came to see me. Then the just and upright would answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you food, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome and entertain you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and came to visit you? And the king replied to them, Truly I tell you, in so far as you did this for one of the least in the estimation of men, of these my brethren you did for me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, Be gone from me.
Be gone from me, you wicked ones. Be gone. You see how God spoke. Be gone from me, you wicked generation. You wicked people. You call yourself my children. You wicked generation. Be gone from me. And what does he say again?
And he will say to those on his left hand, Be gone from me, you cursed.
You cursed.
Into the eternal fire prepared for the devil.
You see, the fire wasn't prepared for you. The fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. So you have come on this earth and you have become a devil's agent. So when you get there where you belong, you'll be put to death. You say amen.
You see, only three people. You see, the Bible says the word of God is a two-edged sword. It cuts me, it cuts you. Right? It cuts me, it cuts you. When it's coming, it's cutting me, and when it's going, it's cutting you too. So let's say amen. Say amen. You say, when I say amen, you say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's cutting me, it's cutting you. Equal. God is not a partial. Hallelujah. What does it say?
For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink.
Nothing.
I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me and entertain me. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me with help and ministering care. Then they also in their turn will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry?
You see, God is fair, right? Somebody answered, asked a question. They are also given the chance to ask a question. You'll be given a turn to ask a question, but I don't want you to ask the wrong question. Or you ask a question and the wrong answer is given to you. Or the answer that you deserve is given to you. Hallelujah. I want a positive answer to be given to you when you ask God that question. When you need something from God and you go to Him on your knees and you ask Him, I want God to answer you with a positive. Say amen. You are not getting it. When you go to God, when you go on your knees and you are praying to God and you are asking Him for something, I want God to what? Give you back what He has promised for you. Say amen. You are not getting it. When you do it for the least, when you go to God, God will also what? Do it in return for you. But if you are not able to give, I'm telling you, you will not see the glory of God. Giving is a tool for breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Giving is a tool for breakthroughs. Say amen. As a child of God, you should learn how to give. You should learn how to what? Show hospitality. You should know how to welcome strangers. You should know how to share. You should know how to feed. You should know how to clothe your brother or your sister. Some of you, they can strip you naked. When I talk about naked, I'm not talking about the naked that you think about. They will strip you naked. They will embarrass you from head to toe. Whatever is not being spoken, they will speak. You see, they will address you with all the alphabet, and sometimes they will even create their own alphabet. Say, Lord, I change today. You are having a covenant with God, oh. Sister, what does he say?
Then they also in their turn will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? And he will reply to them, solemnly I declare to you, So far as you
hold on right there. Sister, I want you to turn, flip back to 1 Timothy 5:8.
He says, so far as you failed to do it for the least in the estimation of men, of these you failed to do it for me. Hallelujah. Read that and come back straight again. Hallelujah.
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. If anyone fails to provide for
himself. If anyone fails. Let me come down. You want me to come down, right? I'm coming down. I have come down. The Bible says, if anyone what?
Fails to provide for his relatives, and especially for those of his own family, he has disowned the faith.
You have disowned the faith.
By failing to accompany it with truth. Hey. And it's worse than an unbeliever.
If you are worse than an unbeliever, don't even stop coming to church.
Who performs obligations in these matters?
Stop coming to church. Because you're failing to what? Provide. Hallelujah. You are worse than what? An unbeliever. You will see somebody suffering in your family. You do nothing. You want the person to go down. And then you will laugh. And you come to church. Hallelujah. Yehovah Hudi. Hosanna. Yehovah Hudi. Oh, Grandma. Your spirit will come more than anybody else. Your spirit will come more than anybody else. Who you think you're fooling me? You're not fooling me. You're fooling yourself. That kind of spirit that is in you, it's not a good spirit. Oh. Check yourself. It's not a good spirit at all. That is a false spirit ministering to you. The same spirit telling you to not to give is that spirit making you jump. That is not God's spirit. Change. Because the time is coming when you will stand at a judgment throne. God is not going to ask you what you did. He's going to ask you a simple. He's going to say to you, stand here. Because when you see Brother Israel with one shoe, you bought him a shoe. Hallelujah. You see, they don't want to say amen because they know I'm coming to them for a shoe. When you see me with the same shirt, you bought me a shirt. Hallelujah. We should learn how to give. We should learn how to minister hospitality. We should learn how to, hold each other. Care for each other. We should be, Christ-minded. Not unbelieving-minded. Not the word-minded. That's why the Bible says what? We are in this world, but we are not from this world. We are in this world, but we are not from this world. Where we are from, love is shown. Where we came from, hospitality is shown. Where we came from, what? Giving is shown. How can you be in a place when you cannot perform from here? Class 1, you can't even pass class 1. And you want to be jumped to upper 6. Class 1, even dentistry. Here, what do they call it? Not even pre-K. Daycare. Daycare self. You don't pass. Daycare self. You don't pass. How much more you fit pass? San 7. Forget it. You see, where we are going, the Bible says, we are what? In this world. Has it occurred to you that, yes, really, I am in this world, but I am not from this world. Therefore, what? Renew your mind. And with the transformation of your heart, renew your mind. Let your mind be renewed every day of your life. Because you are thinking about what? What is up there, not what is around. Because what you have now, hey, when you die, is not going to follow you. When you die today, the high heels that you wear in your bed, they will not put high heels on you. You are marbleless. It's a shame. I've not seen a dead man with a shoe. Don't tell me they do. I've never seen, I was born before you. I never see a dead man with a shoe. It's only you. Auntie Esther. Hey, where are you going to walk? In the coffin? I've never seen one. She said she's seen one before. Where are you going to take the IOT? Maybe when she goes, she's going to go to a party. So why can't you even share the shoe that you have? You bought it. I know you bought it. It's tight. The shoe, you see, listen. The shoe is tight. Instead of you to release, they'll find where they have that thing that they lose to open the shoe. So if I've done it before. So I know that Sunday I'm going to wear that shoe. I'll put that thing inside for maybe like 2 weeks. By the time I put my hand, my feet in there, it's open. But guess what? As you begin to walk and the sun begins to hit you, it begins to shrink. It shrink and shrink and shrink, and you get to a point you can't even walk. You'll be limping. Trouble. Why? Release it. Give it to somebody. Hallelujah. Release. You are a child of God. You are meant. You are created in the image of God. God was able. Christ was able. The Bible says everywhere he went, he did good. So why can't you do good? So that you'll be put in your account. When you get there, you said, enter into my what? Glory. Stand on my right hand. Because you have been what? Faithful. Because you did what? You gave when I was what? In need. You clothed me when I was naked. Now, if you cannot do this, heaven is not your home. I didn't say it. Say amen. Say, God says, if I don't do this, heaven is not my home. I want you to say it. You see, those who are not saying, they don't want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. How many of us want to go to heaven? How many of us want to stand at the right hand of God? How many of us want to be the sheep and not the goat? Hey, I see hands. Hallelujah. Release. Begin to release. Say, I'm releasing. Say, I'm releasing. I am releasing. In the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, not by might and not by power, but by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Continue, my sister.
And he will reply to them, solemnly I declare to you, insofar as you fail to do it for the least in the estimation of men, of these you fail to do it for me.
Amen. You finish? To the end?
Then they will go away into eternal punishment.
They will go away into what? Internal what? Punishment.
There is internal punishment. See, don't let people fool you. Don't let people lie to you that there is no heaven and there is no, hell. Hell is there.
Heaven is there.
Isaiah 58, 7 down to 12 or 13.
Heaven is there. Hell is there. You see, God created hell for
a certain class of people. They call themselves high society, high class people. It was created for them. The devil and his angels, they think they are high class. So if you want to be in the high class, we are low class. Hallelujah. Heaven is for what? Low class, because we go there humbly. We humble ourselves into heaven. Low class. You see, when Christ was born, he wasn't born in what? A high class. He was born in the low class. In the manger. He was born by what? Mary. Father, carpenter. Hallelujah. Low class. In the Jewish, low class people are what? Carpenters, right? Carpenter or a shepherd, you are not counted. If you want to be counted, a tax collector. Those are the people. The lawyers. But not the shepherds and the carpenter. Carpenter, you see,
Listen, carpenter, if somebody never comes to you to order for a table or a chair, you don't have a job. You are jobless. You cannot chew those wood. But at least a shepherd, I can kill some of my fowl and they eat. So just imagine, carpenter. He was born in a carpenter family. So that at least when you come to what? Order for some chairs, it will make you. You see, people don't understand how strong Jesus was. He was making tables and chairs with his father. How humble. You see, carpenters that I know, they are very, very humble. They don't raise their shoulders. Be humble so that the kingdom of God will be yours. Say amen. Be humble so that the kingdom of God, you can inherit the kingdom of God. Humility takes you to the kingdom of God. Proud takes you to hell. Because you don't see God. Because all you see is you and you and you. Hallelujah. God is good. What does it say? I'm about to finish. What does it say? We're going to pray.
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 7.
Isaiah 58, 7 down. Listen carefully what the Spirit of God is saying to you.
Is it not to divide your bread?
This is what God is asking of you to do this day. For you to be able to stand at the right hand of God. Is it not what? This that I'm asking you to do, to divide your bread. And to do what?
With the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house. When you see the naked, that you clothe him, and that you hide not yourself from the needs of your own flesh and blood, then shall your light break forth.
Then shall your light, hey! He said, then shall your light. Continue. Speak, say everything that is in there, everything that is written. Don't hide anything. Speak it.
Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing.
And your healing will come speedily.
Your restoration.
Restoration.
And the power of a new life.
And the power of a new life.
Shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, and your right relationship with God shall go before you.
It shall go before you. Continue.
Conducting you to peace and prosperity.
Conducting you to what?
Peace.
I want you to say it. Conducting you to what?
Peace and prosperity.
See, they are not responding. Conducting you to what?
Peace and prosperity.
You go to bed, you don't have peace. You think more than a thinker. Even the person who brought thinking, you think more than the person. You are called Mr. and Mrs. Thinker. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, this burden shall be lifted off you. This kind of mountain shall be lifted. If you only do one thing. Hallelujah. The mountain is still on you. The burden is still on you because you are not doing what God wants you to do. Feed, give, visit, show hospitality. You are not doing. Have a good heart. Have a good heart. You can't even have. Have a good heart. That's why you're having heart palpitation. You will die out of that. You will cut your life short. It's just telling you, a good heart is a good medicine. Right? A good heart is a good medicine. So if you have a bad heart, opposite. Right? You see, you say your heart, your heart, your heart. Yes. I pray that that heart comes until you change it. Say amen. They didn't want to say it. I pray that that heart comes until you change. And woe unto you, if you're not careful and you go with that heart. Don't blame the pastors. Because he said, curse unto them who don't what minister those things. He has been released. I want you to jump out of it. Say amen. What does it say?
And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Amen.
Continue. I'm not finished.
Then you shall call.
And you shall call.
And the Lord will answer.
And the Lord will answer.
You shall cry.
You shall cry.
And he will say, here I am.
And he will say, I am has come.
If you take away from your midst,
yoke
of oppression.
I won't even say it. Continue.
Wherever you find them.
When you see, wherever you find them, you know where they are hidden in you. You know where they are. The Spirit of God is saying, wherever you find them, you know yourself where they are hidden. I can't come to you and I cannot pull them out. You know where they are. Take them off. Say amen.
Amen.
Shred them. You have a shredder in you. Begin to shred. Begin to shred them. When you shred them, you don't see them. You can't put them together. Sometimes if you rip them, you can go back and put them together. I said shred. Say, I'm shredding. I'm shredding. You know where they are. I don't know where they are. What did you say?
If you take away from your midst yokes of oppression, wherever you find them, the finger pointed and forth.
Hey, finger.
Toward the oppressed, mm-hmm. of the godly.
Some people, they have long fingers. They can point.
And every form of false, harsh, unjust, and wicked speaking.
Uh-huh.
And if you pour out that which you sustain your own life for the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in darkness.
Aye.
And your obscurity and gloom become like the noonday.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Say amen. You see, that end is for you. Say amen.
Amen.
When you are able to minister those things, then you will see the glory of God changing, transforming your life. Things that are hidden in you will all come to light. Say amen. I remember one time when we were little. There was this little girl that goes around after school. She would say, if you do good, you do it for yourself. If you do good, you do it for yourself. If you do good, you do it for yourself. And she'll be disturbing the neighborhood. If you do good, you do it for yourself. I'm telling you today, if you do good, you do it for yourself. So one day, this woman, she's disturbed with what this little girl is saying all the time. If you do good, you do it for yourself. So one day, she called the girl and said, if you do good, you do it for yourself. So get this bread. And then eat. The little girl did not eat. She put it in a bag. And she keep going. If you do good, you do it for yourself. If you do good, you do it for yourself. I want you to say, if you do good, you do it for yourself. So as she was going, she met these little kids. They coming from school, they were hungry. And as she saw them hungry, she gave them the bread to eat. Because she's also saying, if you do good, you do it for yourself. So she's doing what? Good. She fed them with the bread. And they ate. And then all of a sudden they started complaining. My stomach. They said my stomach. And they fall down. And they all die. Not knowing they are those women, that woman's children. She put poison in the bread for a little girl to eat. So she did not eat and gave it back to the kid. And then they eat. And they won't. So, if you do good, you do it for yourself. If you do bad, you do it for yourself. So today, if you want to stand at the right hand of God, hey, I want you to do good. Do what? Good. If you do good, God will be what? Good unto you. If you do bad, bad will be what? Unto you. You see, let us be like, you see, the Bible says, if we are together and we do everything together, the enemy cannot what? Penetrate. They cannot penetrate. We are what? Unbreakable. We are unshakable. We are unmovable. Because our Father is unmovable, is unshakable, is unbreakable. But if we don't do things together, they will find way to penetrate in us and begin to divide. But when they strike, we fall. Hallelujah. that we don't want to what? For we want to stand and what? Declare the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Stand and declare the goodness of God and inherit what God has made for you. Say amen. Say, I shall inherit what God has for me. Whatever God has spoken concerning your life has to come to pass. If those things don't come to pass in your life, stay back and check yourself and say, why? What is going on? Because the God that we serve is a faithful God. Father, we are in your presence. We have laid it all out. So this morning, let it rain on us. Yes. Father, we have shredded whatever is hidden in us. Yes. So let it begin to rain in us.
Amen.
Let it begin to rain upon us.
Amen.
Let it begin to rain in our path.
Amen.
Let it begin to rain wherever we find ourselves that is drought. Let it begin to rain in that area. Every area that is droughted in our lives, Father, let it begin to rain in that area. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you are a faithful God.
Yes.
You have spoken this morning. And we have heard.
Yes.
Let it begin to rain.
Amen.
Father, let it begin to rain.
Amen.
My Kabroko Sotolobo. Let it begin to rain.
Amen.
Because you are King of Kings.
Yes.
And the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
I give you the glory.
Amen.
And the honor.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let the children of God say amen.
Amen.
You shall be seated. Give a clap of hands. Be seated.